Good morning to you, Donna. How are you going up on the border?
Not bad, thanks, Michael.
It's a time of a lot of fear for a lot of people, and I suppose for a horse trainer who lives on the border and works on the border, it's been no more fearful period than what is occurring right now, and already it's impacted you because, as I stated in the introduction, your house, your place of residence is in one state, yet your training centre is in the other. How have you been able to overcome that obstacle?
Well, when all this first came down, Racing Victoria had put in place the rule protocols that, you know, if you were over the border or if you crossed the border, you had to go into quarantine for 14 days. So we had to relocate back over to Victoria, and we've had a lot of friends, thank goodness, that have been good, and we've been staying with them. But after a while, you start to wear your welcome out because we've got two young kids as well. So trying to relocate back to Victoria, and, yeah, then we've got people looking after the place in Moama. And then you sort of end up having to pay for two places because then you've got to find somewhere else to go. And yeah, it's been pretty tough on everyone. And the kids, both our kids have got problems, and they're not easy kids to deal with. You know, one's got ADHD and he's autistic, and the other one's got ADHD, she's got ADD and anxiety. So they're both very full on.
And it would be such an upsetting time for them as well, being taken out of their safe home environment.
Yeah, they don't handle the changes very well. So things like that, they don't cope with it all. And, yeah, it's been pretty tough on them as well as, yeah, it gets very trying on both me and myself. So
how long have you been in this situation? 3 months now. Have you been renting or couch surfing with friends?
we were staying with some friends and everything, but then we sort of had to find somewhere. We couldn't. It's hard to actually rent because, of course, all our stuff is in Moama, in the house in Moama. So you've sort of got to stay wherever you can for a while. And but the way things are at the moment with the border having to close, you know, Nick's now taken the stance that he might have to go back over to Moama, which is in the house with the kids, and we've got one of our staff that live with us as well, so we might end up having to get a caravan or something and stay at the stables, you know, myself and the girl that works for us.
Gee. How many horses have you actually got, Donna, and what do you do re that staff? Because I know Mitch Beer is in a similar situation to you, and he'll be having a chat to Gareth Hall a little later saying that a number of the staff are split between the two states.
Yeah, well, obviously Racing New South Wales must have different protocols because Mitch has had quite a few of his staff obviously crossing the border because they're from Wodonga going back up to Albury every day, where we can't do that here in Victoria. If we do, we've got to go into the quarantine period. So they've obviously got a few different protocols like in that situation. But we've only got 21 in work here at the moment. I mean, that's plenty for me and myself because we don't have a lot of staff. Yeah, we're very hands-on and do most of it ourselves. So with the 21 in work, it keeps us busy, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, it's very tough. And luckily our staff do live in Victoria, apart from the girl that lives, yeah, you know, she's with us, so she's back here in Victoria anyway. But, yeah, so it gets pretty tough, and especially when they decide to close the borders and you don't even get 48 hours notice about it. So you've got to try and get permits. And I can see the site crashing very quickly with everyone trying to get permits to get backwards and forwards over the border.
So that permit for you and your husband, what does it actually mean? Because as you said, you've already got the 14-day quarantine imposition from Racing Victoria to come back into this state. So what does the permit actually allow you to do?
Well, it would allow you to get back and forwards over the border, but I've also had a lot of talks with Andrew Nicol from the ATA, and they're trying to sort out a few other things as well to see whether we can actually go back home because, I mean, our situation with the kids and everything is a little bit different. And work from home without having to go into quarantine because we, you know, as racing people, you don't really socialise with any people. You get up early, you go to work, you know, you go back home, have a bit of a rest, then come back to work and back home again. So your socialising skills, you really don't have many of them and you don't go out much. And, yeah, and then the other problem we're going to end up with as well is getting the kids from, you know, if they get back over to Moama, to get permits to get back to Victoria because they go to school in Victoria.
How old are your kids, Donna?
Our girl's 8 and our little boy, he turns 13 tomorrow.
Oh, wow. So where do they go to school? Do they go to school in Victoria or New South Wales?
They're in Victoria. So Kyle's he's at his first year of high school this year, and our little girl's in that primary school in Echuca.
So can you paint the picture? What's the proximity? How far away are you from the border in your stables, even though you live in a different state?
Where the house is, it'd probably be maybe a kilometre from the border. So we're not very far over the border, and the stables, well, they're just behind the race course.
Yeah. Can you believe the situation you're in?
Not really. Like, especially when there's not a lot of notice given, you know, especially with borders closed, and I think everybody up here is in chaos at the moment trying to work things out. Yeah, we're probably pretty lucky too that it's not as bad as when the AI had struck, that we had horses at the time selling in New South Wales. We're lucky all our horses are over the Victorian side of the border. We've got nothing over the New South Wales side. But in saying that, like with all these restrictions, you know, sometimes with the racing the way it is at the moment, with the field sizes restricted and the number of races also restricted, that everybody's struggling to get runs. And we used to be able to duck over the border and go racing over there, where now it's really hard to do that sort of stuff. So it makes it hard and difficult for everyone. If you've got low rating horses, or even your 58s and 57 raters sometimes struggle to get runs in those 58 races.
So
we can't sneak over the border anymore and do that, which we used to be able to.
Financially, how much of a burden has it been if you've got to try and rent another place and pay for your own home?
Oh, it's been huge, you know. And that's the thing, like, we're not going to get any sort of compensation. So you've got to make do what you can. And it's not just a burden with us, like, financially. It's also a lot of our owners. This COVID's also struck them down pretty hard. A lot of owners have lost work, and, you know, a couple of guys had real big businesses. Now they're sort of all struggling because they've got no work either. So, yeah, it's all a roll-on effect, and it goes back to us. And, you know, to us this is a business, to a lot of other people this is a hobby. So the first thing that goes when they lose their jobs is their hobby.
Are you able to get any type of support from Racing Victoria or the Trainers Association? Have you asked for any financial assistance?
Oh, I wouldn't have talked to Andrew. I was talking to him again yesterday, and like I sort of stated to him, I said, obviously we're not going to get any financial support, which I can quite easily see that's not going to happen, but to us or anyone, because if we get something, then everyone else is going to want something. But at this stage, as far as I know, we're not getting any sort of financial support with anybody.
What's this mean for your stable in the future?
Good question. Depending on how long this virus is going to go for, and it makes it hard. Like if Mick takes a stance and goes back home to Moama with the kids, you know, that's hard on both of us, that he's home with the kids. I don't get to see the kids because I'll be back in Victoria. That's sort of going to take it very hard on, and it's going to be hard on the kids as well. But then we've also got to be able to make sure they can get over the border to go to school. So it's just touch and go at the moment until everything can get set in place, so we all know where we stand and what's going on. It does make it very hard.
Oh, Donna, I feel for you. It's such a shocking situation. As you say, a kilometre is the proximity. I know that you would undergo daily tests if it would meant that you'd be allowed to prove that you don't have the virus to move between your home and your training complex as well.
Yeah, well, see, we've got to have our, you know, of course, at the race course and everything, you've got to have your temperature done every day. So, because you're out in the track riding and things, so if you're on the track or you're over at the track working, you know, you've got to have your temperature done every day regardless. So that sort of thing's already in place, and that's just something we're all used to now, that's getting our temperatures done. So that's all been kept up to date. It's been tough, and it's only going to get tougher, I think. And same as everybody up here in the border, like, you know, Moama and Chuka is not as big as, say, Albury Wodonga, where those two towns have got a lot of places for shopping. If you're stuck over in Moama, there's not much over there. There's a big supermarket, but apart from that, there's not much out there.
Donna, we'll keep in contact. Hopefully things can try and get sorted out in regards to your personal situation. You get those permits, but this is where I think we've got the borderline, which is a hard line, but there are those that live on it, that there needs to be some common sense. And even in the racing industry, I'm not sure whether Racing Victoria or Racing New South Wales can try and help people like yourself and Mitch Beer out in those situations. But it's a prime example of where there does need to be some common sense involved.
Like I said, even if they had some sort of radius around the border, that if you only live, you know, up to 10, 20k over the border, that you're exempt from those 14-day quarantines, you know. And to be realistic, you know, like if you lived in Moama, that's not that big a town, but if you lived at, you know, Matara and that up a bit further, that's a bit different. They're a bit further away. But Moama, like I said, it's not a big town. 10 kilometres easy would bring that whole town in.
Donna, we'll keep in contact. Appreciate you painting a picture for us today, and fingers crossed things can get back to some type of normality sooner rather than later for yourself and your family.
Yep, thank you.